comes to rates of mental illness and access to mental health services. That's pathetic, and it's got to change.
That audio from WIBW. The governor had applied for federal funding to help provide more access and availability to the 13 different community health centers across the state, along with launching the 988 Crisis and Suicide Prevention Hotline that was created by KansasAgStress.org, a resource that is offering mental health services to Kansas farmers and ranchers.
Is looking for a new car giving you sticker shock? Rusty X Ford is here to help. We're discounting new Fords up to $1,500 off MSRP. Every car, every truck, and every SUV up to $1,500 off MSRP. Plus, save even more with up to $1,500 in available rebates. No games, no gimmicks, and no trading required. For a limited time, get financing as low as 0% APR on select models. Rusty X Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership, 2 years in a row and counting. Come see us for the big discounts you want and the outstanding customer service you deserve. Only at Rusty X Ford and RustyXFord.com. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
Prices plus taxes, fees, dealer add-ons, extra. 2023 F-150, 2023 T-219, MSRP 62905, sale price 61405. Up to $1,500 rebate available on new 2023 Ford Edge. 0% APR financing on select new Fords with approved credit for up to 36 months. Payments of $2,778 per 1,000 finance. Cannot be combined with other offers or advertised specials. Vehicle subject to prior sale. Offers expire at month end.
Fire crews have finally put out a wildfire that happened in Riley County that started over the weekend, burning more than 300 acres of grassland in the community. KSNT News reports that according to the fire marshals, they say that on Saturday last week, a permitted outdoor burn got out of control, prompting local residents to call 911, where teams from Wabanche County and Manhattan both joined the nearly 30 Riley County firefighters. They say that no livestock or property was damaged during the incident, and they remind individuals that outdoor burning permit holders are reminded of the responsibilities for fires that they set and potential damage that's caused by smoke that the fires produce. In other news, a woman from Manhattan, Kansas, has been arrested in connection to the reports of sex crimes that they say occurred earlier this year. As KSNT News reports, a 28-year-old Elizabeth Buttry has been arrested on several charges related to alleged crimes that happened in February involving a 13-year-old boy. According to the Riley County Police Department, Elizabeth has been charged on 3 counts of rape, 2 counts of contributing to a child's misconduct, and 1 count each of attempted rape and furnishing alcohol to a minor.
You love farming through the good times and the bad, and you hope and pray your investments will pay off. Some of the risk factors you can control and others you cannot. That brings me to the importance of risk management. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. With the right insurance plan, your farming operation will be protected against the loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. Manage your risk with the help of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Conestoga Mall in Nebraska has a new owner, as they say they're sinking multi-millions of dollars into it to renovate and get the mall back up and functioning properly. Is the Woodsonia Real Estate Company of Elkhorn has officially closed the deal to buy the Conestoga Mall in the Grand Island area. And the Hall County Regional Planning Director, Jab Navity, says he's excited about the renovation and the new excitement around the mall.
That was a big relief that we really have moved that property from a developer, from a mall owner that has a track record of letting malls really fall apart, and moved it to one that has some plans to redevelop it.
That audio from KSNB at Local Channel 4. They say as of right now, they are still working on the, quote, anchor store that will be the main hub for the mall that will help drive business and reinvigorate the mall, as many had seen in the past. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS-certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has several in-person, low-contact, and contact-free options. Visit AARP.org/taxaid or call 888-AARP-NOW for more details. That's AARP.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
Wichita State softball is back, and single game tickets and outfield decks for your group are available now as Shocker softball continues to new heights following their NCAA regional appearance. They're led by reigning AAC Player of the Year, Addison Barnard, and All-American Sydney McKinney. It's the hottest ticket in town. Seating in Wilkins Stadium is limited, and tickets are selling fast. Purchase your single game tickets at goshockers.com/tickets or reserve your very own outfield deck by calling 316-978-FANS today.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. USD Farm Service Agency reminds producers the Ag Risk Coverage and Price Loss Coverage Program enrollment deadline for the 2023 crop year is March 15. If enrollment contracts are not signed by the deadline, you'll be ineligible to receive ARC or PLC payments for the crop year. Contact your local FSA county office. The Marshall County office number is 785-562-5343. Sarah Russell will exhibit her art throughout the month of March at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Arts in Marysville. The Art Center is open Saturdays 10 to 2, Sundays noon to 3, Tuesday and Thursdays 4 until 6 p.m. An artist reception is planned on Thursday, March 16th. The exhibit is a collection of artworks from Russell's imagination as she takes everyday items and reimagines possibilities. She is a former Marysville resident. A quilt-turning event in Blue Rapids is planned Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Baptist Church at 701 Lincoln. Register additional quilts by Friday at the Blue Rapids Museum or call 785-713-9733. Free will donation. The public is welcome to see the quilts on display Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Blue Rapids Methodist Baptist Church. This is Severe Weather Awareness Week in Kansas. Storm spotter training is planned Monday, March 13th in Seneca at the Nemahal County Community Center from 7 till 8:30. Storm spotter meetings will be held in Marshall County at the Helvering Center in Marysville, March 27th, and in Washington at Washington Fire and Rescue on April 10th. The annual legislative forum in Marysville last Saturday included State Senator Elaine Bowers and Representative Lisa Mosier, joined by staffers for U.S. Senators Jerry Moran and Roger Marshall, and Representative Tracy Mann's office. Of note on the federal level, negotiations on the farm bill were mentioned, as well as the spending cap. An effort to include the value of farmland and small businesses for families with children applying for college student aid were listed as concerns. A number of state topics were outlined, and questions from local residents touched on rural housing, train safety, the food sales tax, a flat tax proposal, CanCare revision, school resource officers, and the prospect of school vouchers, which are being considered. USD 364 Superintendent Darren Schrader spoke on funding challenges, which could face local districts if a voucher system were enacted. State Senator Elaine Bowers expressed concerns with a lead proposal for a flat tax.
There's another tax bill, and we just called it the flat tax. I didn't capture the number, and that is one tax bracket for income tax at 4.75. So that means the lowest bracket, and I think it's 375, would move up to 475, and the top bracket would move down to 475. That's the Senate leadership's proposal. I truly didn't have enough information to say what do we do with the folks who are raising up to the middle and paying more tax, and then how do we do with the fact that the upper income lowered and the lower income is raising? Just too many moving parts on that.
State Senator Elaine Bowers and Representative Lisa Mosier's comments will be included as part of our public affairs program this weekend during Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. State Representative Lisa Mosier talked about a proposal which could affect local residents near wind tower farms that would address lighting and safety issues.
It would go a long ways for goodwill in Marshall County and Nemahal County if we could get those lights on. You know, the night lights. And the ADLS lighting isn't every turbine in the wind farm. It's just the perimeter turbines. So they would come on. And we were told that 97% of the time, those lights would be off. That only 3% of the time, airplanes that fly low enough that need to be detected would be detected. The big, you know, jets are 30,000, 40,000 feet. So there's no issue with those. With the lighting bill coming over to the House, I testified on the Senate side in support of both of those bills because I believe in doing it proactively, and I also believe in doing it retroactively, getting the lighting systems in place. And so when it comes to the House now, I'll be talking to the Utilities Chairman, Representative Delperdang from Wichita, and trying to work with some people. The KLA supports the lighting bills, and NextEra, just try to get people around the table so we see if we can come to some kind of a X year.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, fish, macaroni and cheese, Normandy blend, and applesauce. Monday's menu, chicken strips, a biscuit, sweet potatoes, asparagus, and fruit cocktail. Deborah L. Chapman, age 67, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at the Berean Church in Marysville. Visitation Thursday, noon until 9. Family will greet friends Thursday, 5 until 7. At Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Deborah Chapman.
Eric W. Pishney, age 51, of Blue Rapids, passed away Wednesday. A memorial service will be held Wednesday, March 15th at 11 a.m. at the Blue Rapids United Methodist Church. Interment will follow at the Czech Moravian Cemetery south of Blue Rapids. Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Eric W. Pishney. Sandra D. Penn, 70, formerly of Vermilion, passed away Monday. Funeral service will be March 25th, 10 a.m. at Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort. Burial will follow in the Vermilion City Cemetery. Contributions may be sent in care of Patton Funeral Chapel, Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Sandra D. Penn.
Spring 2023 with savings on your Blue Valley internet bill. If you increase your speed this spring, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. New Blue Valley internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Staying partly sunny today with our highs in the lower 40s and lower 50s. A slight chance for some rain showers overnight tonight, staying cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. Southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 35. A chance for some rain showers throughout Saturday, otherwise cloudy with our highs in the mid 40s and lower 50s. And mostly cloudy skies over Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Staying sunny and breezy on Sunday with our highs in the lower to upper 40s. Northwest winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Still breezy over Sunday night, clear skies with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s, north winds around 15 and gusting as high as 30. Sunshine on Monday with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s, and clear skies over Monday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. A nice warm up throughout Tuesday, more sunshine with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s, and a slight chance for some rain Tuesday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Bite Me is barbecue and more. They can offer almost any menu item you might prefer, with full-service catering, drop-off, or pickup available. No crowds too large or small, from family, business, or social events, including weddings. Let them help you make your occasion or event perfect.
It is good!
For catering options, contact Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville and get your date booked today.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With 3 finance specialists on hand to get you moving in a quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
A career night for Brook Lopez against his former team. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Even without the Giannis, the East-leading Bucks still drubbed the Nets thanks to former Net Brook Lopez.
A wide-open three-pointer from Brook Lopez who makes him pay.
The call on WTMJ, Lopez had a near triple-double, 24 points, 10 boards, and 9 blocks as the Bucks dispatched the shorthanded Nets 118-113. A rivalry reignited. Warriors at the Grizzlies.
Bane, top of the arc, to the right elbow, pull up 15-footer, got another one.
The call on 92.9 ESPN Memphis. Desmond Bane had 21 points on the night. The shorthanded Grizz thrashed the defending champs 131-110. The Kings hosting the Knicks. De'Aaron Fox taking control in the fourth.
In attack mode, drives, double clutch, flash. He's got the layup.
The call on KHTK. Fox ended the game with 23 points. Domantas Sabonis added a triple-double. The Kings hold off the Knicks 122-117. College hoops, conference tournament season rolls on, starting with UCLA.
Up comes Bailey, working on Hammond. Lefty layup is good!
AM 570 with the call. Amari Bailey finishing with 26 points. The Bruins advancing in the Pac-12 tournament over Colorado, 80-69. To the Big 12, an upset at Baylor.
Holmes on the dribble against Bridges, tries to drive him up, does, and scoops it in!
John Walters, Learfield with the call on Jaron Holmes' layup. The Cyclones upset the 10th-ranked Bears on their home court, 78-72, to advance to the Big 12 semifinal. Number 3, Kansas, also in action in the Big 12 tourney against West Virginia. No upset alert here.
He will indeed. Wilson for 3. He buried it.
Our thanks to the Jayhawks Sports Network. Jalen Wilson ended the day with 22 points and 11 boards. Kansas blows past the Mountaineers, 78-61. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Wildcat fans, K-State football season tickets are on sale now. Tickets start at just $150, but act fast. Tickets increase starting March 16th.
Your Wildcats are champions of the Big 12. Go crazy, everybody!
Reserve your seat today for the 2023 season by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
High school basketball scores from Boys State. First in Class 3A action. 4-seeded Marysville defeated 5-seeded Wichita Colgate 47-41. That will set up a matchup with number 1 overall seed and undefeated Galena as they defeated Wellsville 38-35. That game between Marysville and Galena will be Friday at 4 p.m. Game can be caught live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. On the other side of the bracket, 2-seeded Southeast of Saline defeated Perry LeCompton 64-47, while 3-seeded Heston defeated Colby 55-46. In Class 1A Division 2, the Axtell Eagles continued their march as the 2-seeded Eagles defeated 7-seeded Bucknell 59-44. That will set up a matchup between 6-seeded Lebo as Lebo defeated Beloit St. John's Tipton 67-45. On the other side of the bracket, number 1 overall seed Greeley County defeated Southern Cloud 56-33, and 5-seeded South Central defeated Stafford 61-47. Axtell plays Lebo at 8 o'clock tonight. That game can be caught live on FM 95.5, and of course, all state action can be streamed live in the KNDY mobile apps and on KNDYradio.com. In Class 1A Division 1, 8-seeded Centralia fell 46-30 to number 1 overall seed Olpe, while 4-seeded Wichita Classical defeated El Reno Christian 66-46. On the other side of the bracket, 3-seeded Clifton Clyde fell to 6-seeded Southern Gray 75-63, while 2-seeded Maxville defeated La Crosse 72-48.
Senior-led Marysville beat a young Wichita collegiate team in a battle of the 4-5 seeds in 3A quarterfinals from Hutchinson Thursday. Marysville 47, collegiate 41. Wichita collegiate led by 7 on several occasions, and Marysville fought back, led by Peyton Smith with 22 points to lead all scorers, 15 of those in the second half, 10 down the stretch. Jack Lauer, the team's top scorer this season, didn't hit a field goal, but hit 4 key free throws down the stretch as Collegiate sent Marysville to the line 24 times, Bulldogs hitting 14, enough to win 47-41. Again, Smith led all scorers with 22 points as Marysville improves to 22-2 Collegiate led by freshman Jaden Parker with 9. The Spartans record ends at 19-4. Marysville 47, Collegiate 41. Fourth seed Marysville faces top seed Galena in Friday's semifinal at 4. Galena outlasted Wellsville 38-35. Wellsville went for a last second three to send it to overtime and missed. Galena is perfect on the season. We'll have a game Friday at 4 live on KNDY.
The Axel Eagle boys basketball team is headed to the semifinals of the 1A Division II state tournament in Great Bend at Barton Community College with a win over Buckland on Thursday afternoon and evening, 59-44. The Eagles jumped down to a 16-8 lead after one, doubled that up at halftime to lead 32-16, and we go on to win by 15 in the end, 59-44. Very balanced scoring attack from Axel as they were led by both Grady Bussing and Isaac Detweiler with 13 points each. Also in double figures for the Eagles, Brandon Smelsley had 11, including a dunk in the third quarter that rose the crowd off their feet. Again, Axel gets that win 59-44. Buckland in double figures with Andrew Bowman with 11 points. They finished their year 15-10 as Axel improves to 21-4 with the victory. Again, they move on to the semifinals. The Eagles will take on the Wilo Wolves, who won over St. John's Tipton 67-45 on Thursday night in the other quarterfinal matchup. Axel and Wilo at 8 o'clock, coming up pregame 7:50. On Friday night from Great Bend. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Dusty Donis.
Relive every exciting moment of recent games broadcast on KNDY, including Marysville boys and girls home and away basketball games, Twin Valley League games and area teams, including the Twin Valley League tournament. Those games are available as an archive and are posted under the sports tab at our website, KNDYradio.com. Find KNDY, find the broadcast, download, and re-listen to every exciting moment.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, it's Friday. It's time for the Stackline Report.
Well, friends, the Supreme Court may announce a decision soon on the controversial Proposition 12 case that deals with California trying to tell us how to raise our hogs. The California law being challenged bans the sale of pork within the state unless pregnant pigs are allowed at least 24 square feet of space and the ability to stand up and turn around in their pens. Yeah, they're telling us how to do our business. Next, they may just tell us they will not accept any wheat for bread unless it's harvested with an electric combine. Yeah, they might say that in Proposition 13. Who knows what they'll do? Let's be interested in how the Supreme Court comes out with that particular decision. In the meantime, we have from USDA spring crop insurance prices for corn, $5.91 a bushel. Soybeans, $13.76. Wheat, $8.87. How about that, friends? Pretty good prices. Let's hope that we have cash prices in that area as well. A little bit concerned, friends, about the wheat market. Although, I'm going to tell you what happened just a few days ago in Texas might assure us of those kind of prices in the future, because 115-mile-an-hour winds were clocked in some parts. Well, in fact, it was Memphis, Texas. Memphis, Texas, 114 miles an hour. Paducah had 84. Hart, Texas, 83. And we can go on and on. Folks, it was like the dust storm days in the 30s. In any event, most of the farmers there say that their wheat has had their nine lives. They're out of business. That's kind of the way things are stacking up here on the Stackline Report.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle, then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-322-3000. 720-321-2 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54.
Kansas legislature has recently been debating over concerns with water across the state. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett. K-State economist Bill Golden recently visited Topeka to share his insight on voluntary water conservation programs, such as LEMAs and water conservation areas.
I got to provide testimony to the House Water Committee on the LEMA, specifically LEMA 6, but we also talked about a couple of problems that are going to be out there if we don't reduce water use. And I talked about some of the efficiency we're getting out of some of the water conservation areas that the state is now implementing. So they were very receptive. There is a hesitancy, of course, to saying, hey, we're going to mandate that producers reduce water use. Nobody wants to do that. Right now, the intent is to try to maintain and give the producers the voluntary programs type of structure that they can decide their own future with.
Golden goes on to explain how water conservation areas compare to LEMAs.
They're basically like LEMAs. The LEMA was envisioned as a big area, like maybe 20,000 or 30,000 acres. What we have found is that there are some areas, remember, you know, you got to have the majority buy-in. The farmers agree to this. They vote on it, where they can't get buy-in from all the farmers, but there are several farmers that want to reduce water use, want to get the flexibility that the state gives them. And so the state has created a program called the Water Conservation Area where producers can go into that program. And what we're seeing is that the state reviews these, and we've got producers, a lot of producers, reducing water use 10%. We have got several producers out there that have reduced water use 25 or 31, even 40%. And they're happy doing what they're doing.
He ends by sharing that land prices were of concern to many with this program, but that the results have proved quite the opposite.
So it's interesting. You know, one of the big concerns when we started this, there were a lot of producers and bankers, to be honest with you, that were very concerned. Well, if we reduce water use, first we're going to reduce yield. That will reduce rents, and that's going to reduce land price, and we can't do something that's going to reduce the land price. Well, we have found out now that we're not reducing yield, but based on the hydrology, we are extending the life of this aquifer out. So it appears that land prices are actually increasing in these areas as opposed to increasing at the rate their neighbors have. They're increasing at a faster rate. So, I mean, right now, there's not a lot of things wrong with the LEMA program or the water conservation area. I mean, they're working out very well. It's just a matter of how do you convince everybody to do it.
Once again, that was K-State economist Bill Golden discussing the positive impacts of voluntary water conservation programs. I'm Samantha Bennett, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
This weekend's clock change will have some of us out of sorts come Monday morning. We will share a simple remedy that might help on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotel. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores the youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, March 10th, the 69th day of the year. Singer Carrie Underwood celebrates her 40th birthday, and history's first telephone call was placed on this day in 1876 by Alexander Graham Bell. The return to daylight savings time can be a tough adjustment for some people. If you're one of them, try this trick suggested by a Harvard sleep researcher, fasting. Our sleep cycle is regulated by more than just exposure to light. Food intake also plays an important role. Fasting for 16 hours before embarking on a new time schedule, he claims, can override the other mechanisms that control our sleep patterns. And 16 hours isn't such a drastic sacrifice. Skipping dinner on Saturday night should do the trick. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and get the advice of the day at almanac.com.
Pickups in on trade at Benortis Motor Company in Marysville include a 2015 Silverado 2500 Duramax diesel. They have a 2013 Chevy Silverado 1500 Z71 package and a 2007 2500 HD LT edition at Benortis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Big 12 play in action with the Big 12 men's basketball tournament underway yesterday with four games throughout the day yesterday as the number 5 Iowa State Hawkeyes ended up topping the number 4 Baylor Bears, finishing the game 78-72. Iowa State moves on to take on the number 1 Kansas Jayhawks, who also won yesterday in game number 2 of the day after they won against the number 8 West Virginia Mountaineers 78-61. It was a high-scoring game for the Jayhawks with multiple individuals putting double digits on the board. Jalen Wilson, the number 10 forward, ended up having 22 points in the game with 11 rebounds and 2 assists. Grady Dick put 18 points on the board, followed by DeJon Harris with 13. K.J. Adams Jr. put 13 points on the board as well with 3 rebounds and 2 assists throughout the game. The Hawkeyes and the Jayhawks square off for game number 1 again tonight with that tip-off at 6 p.m. at the T-Mobile Center in Kansas City, followed by game number 2 at 8:30 this evening. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Sunflower Genetics invites you to our 27th annual production sale at the ranch near Dover, Kansas on March 17th. Offering 110 purebred Simmental, Angus, and Sim-Angus bulls, along with 40 heifers that come with our 4-year bull guarantee and an exclusive bred heifer option. Come join the Sunflower family on March 17th. For more information, see sunflowergenetics.com. Sunflower Genetics, the perfect blend of genetics for profit.
I want you to want me.
Get ready for a musical institution. April 29th, First Council Casino. Cheap Trick in an unforgettable performance. On sale now at 7clams.com and the casino box office. Another breath of fresh air from Intervisions.
After moving past the Oklahoma Sooners, the number 7 Oklahoma State Cowboys ended up playing last night against the number 2 Texas Longhorns and fell to the Longhorns 60-47, with the Longhorns moving to game number 2 of the semifinals tonight with their tip-off at 8 p.m. as they take on the number 6 TCU Horned Frogs after topping the number 3 Kansas State Wildcats last night with their game. Kansas State